Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Mary Sarah and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. We'll begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, would you come? Open our heart, mind, and ears to hear your word. And that it wouldn't just be something that we consume, but it would impact our heart and our daily lives. Again, this is a gospel reading from John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool. When the water is stirred up, while I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now, that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk?'" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus, because he did this on a Sabbath. Do you want to be made well? This is a funny question that Jesus asks. Obviously, the man wants to be made well. He's been sitting at the pool for 38 years. He's been trying to get there. He explains to Jesus the problem that he can't get to the healing pool because people keep getting there ahead of him. He's been waiting for so long. But something that is interesting is that Jesus doesn't ask questions for no reason. We can see ourselves in the gospel stories. Sometimes we get content in our brokenness. It can hurt to hope. Most of the time, it feels more comfortable and safe to just live in whatever our current reality is rather than get disappointed again and again and again when healing or breakthrough doesn't happen or doesn't come or our prayers aren't seemingly answered. Jesus comes to us, though, in our current mess today, even if we've been waiting for so long, and asks, "Do you want to be made well?" And even right now, you can pause and let your heart receive that question. In whatever situation, whether it's a physical healing, a heart healing, or a situation in your life, do you want it to be made well? Or does it seem better to just wait and not be disappointed? Secondly, something that happens here is that Jesus returns to the man who was healed, and he shows the man what he ultimately cares about. Jesus, yes, absolutely cares about our bodies, but he wants our hearts to be healed. He says, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse may happen to you." I mean, this man has already been living the worst of the worst. He can't move on his own, and he's been waiting to get to this healing pool for 38 years. But what is worse? Having bodily aches and pains, or losing our eternal soul? Often, I think, particularly as a culture, we're more concerned with our health and our well-being than we are concerned with getting sin out of our life. So right now, Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and enlighten our hearts and minds that we would see the areas that you want to heal us and the sin that you want to take out of our lives. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John. Again, my name is Mary Sarah, and thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they have blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.